Ladies, 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 getting your period can be brutal. Cramps, headaches, the list goes on. Many of us think there's nothing we can do and just learn to live with it. But what if I told you there's a way to fix your period for good? Trust me, you can with Brazen. The team behind Brazen has worked with over 10,000 women, helping to improve and even fix their periods. What they've done is created an all-natural product to help improve cramps and PMS. They use ingredients proven to bring period relief like cinnamon and ginger. Cinnamon reduces pain as much as ibuprofen without the liver damage, and ginger relieves headache, nausea, and cramps without the side effects. Nearly 100% of the women who subscribe to Brazen products go back again and again, so you know it's working. I think what they're doing is absolutely amazing, and it makes me feel good that I'm doing something good for my body. I'm not just kind of getting avoiding the pain. It's just actually helping my period. I've talked Brazen into an amazing exclusive offer just for our listeners. So subscribe to Brazen now and get your first month free. There's really nothing to lose. This is the best deal they're offering, and it's just for our listeners. Here's what we want you to do. Go to brazenvip.com. That's BrazenVIP.com. Click on our show, Gals on the Go, and get our special code for your first month free. That's brazenvip.com for your first month free. All right, enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We are so thrilled to be back today. Back at it, the
back
two of us.
At it. It is a lovely Sunday morning right now. Brooke and I were just catching up, and we're excited to sit down and talk to you guys about how to stay positive, how to keep pushing through, stay motivated in life. Because I know right now it's like kind of like a transition time between coming back to school, starting a new job. I mean, there's lots of things in the air right now, and sometimes it's hard to stay positive, I feel like.
100%. And I think that this is something that we, in talking to like a lot of our friends and like people in our personal life, I think everyone's kind of going through it right now. What do you
think?
Yeah.
No, and it's funny because last week, or is it last week? I was like, I can't complain. Like, my life is so good. Like,
that
I
was
love
like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, 2 weeks ago. And then last week and this week, it just kind of hit me and I'm like so thankful, but like I'm definitely like feeling emotions. So when Brooke and I were deciding on what to do, I was like, can we talk about being positive? It'll help me too.
Exactly. I think everyone's being tested a little bit right now, but
that's
we're
a good
through it, and hopefully
That's a good way to put it, like kind of being tested right now, like, okay, your life's great right now, let's just throw you a curveball.
Yeah, let's just throw a curveball in there.
Nothing crazy, it's just, I don't know, is Mercury in retrograde? Probably not. I'm just making
I
excuses.
Actually don't think it is right now.
I don't think it is either. It was like a month ago and it was affecting Virgos, and I'm a Virgo.
We have to find something new to blame it on.
Blame it on the... I don't know why that song just... But, yeah, we wanted to also give a quick thanks to our sponsors who are helping us bring the show to you guys free this week. So we'll tell you more about them during the show, but thank you to our sponsors.
Very thankful.
Very thankful. Be thankful. Brooke, how are you?
I'm a little sore today. You know, I really
oh,
am.
Why are you sore?
Because I went to SoulCycle, which is, everyone who listens to the podcast is going to be like, this is the most off-brand thing. Like, what's happening to you? Because I'm always like, I hate cycling. Like, I don't, honestly, it hurts your butt. I'm not going to lie. Sitting on the seat. Tell me it doesn't. Tell me it doesn't.
You just get like used to it. But like, I feel like with SoulCycle and other spin classes, you're not really sitting a lot.
Yeah, that's true. But when I went to like sit down yesterday, I got like lunch with some friends after SoulCycle, and I was like, oh, my butt. And
my bum.
But today it's not my butt, it's my back. So I think I definitely have like some form issues, but like.
No, it's just funny because Brooke like texted me a couple of days ago. I was like, yeah, sorry, I can't record that. I'm going to SoulCycle with Gretchen. I go, you will go to SoulCycle with Gretchen, but not me. I was like genuinely mad. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Like,
I'm
if
sorry,
anyone, it's
I'm
Gretchen.
Sorry,
but
sorry.
I'm glad that Gretchen got you out and into SoulCycle. And I just know that next time I'm in Boston that you're going to go with me. So,
bleh. Oh, 100%. 100%. No, this is, it's not going to be like, I was just telling Danielle, like, it can't be like a multiple times a week thing for me just with my schedule right now. It's like far out of the way and whatnot. But
yeah, that's tough.
It's a fun like little treat. And I did like it. It's fun. It's motivating. It's, you know, everything that is cracked up to be, I guess. But I did a full vlog, so like you'll see like the full.
I just think it's so funny. Tell them about how you took the longer class.
Oh my gosh. So we're in the car, like going there. Gretchen literally picks me up in my apartment. She's like, oh, by the way, surprise, I signed us up for the hour long.
It's like compared 45 minutes.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Gretchen. And I like was like hiding
you dog.
My anger. I was like, okay, you dog. Meanwhile, like I'm like one of the least fit points in my life. Like I.
That's so not true. Because the first time you did Soul Cycle, wasn't it before you had done Orange Theory or anything?
Yeah. But I really didn't. I haven't really like been in a routine since I broke my wrist. Like that was a while ago.
I've been out since my wrist injury.
Yeah. And the doctor was like, bad, you could totally do some like light cardio like with the broken wrist. And I was like, for sure. And I was just using that as an excuse. I was
Yeah, no, it's okay. You eat really well, though. Like, for the most part, I've been watching your vlogs. Yeah. You, like, meal prep and stuff, so.
Yeah, I try to be because that's the one thing that I can control. So, like, if I can make a better decision there, then that's what I'll do. But, yeah, I have not been working out. But it was fun, though. It was definitely worth the try. It's freaking expensive, honestly. Like, it's just not something that I'd be able to, like, afford to do. Like, I would just rather spend my money in other ways, if I'm being honest. But it was cool. Yeah, definitely a good thing.
I'm glad you had, like, a good experience, though. Because it's so funny. Like, it's literally – it was so off-brand for you that – it was literally one of our questions for a while to get in the Gals on the Go group, like, what's their favorite type of workout? Yeah. Like, Brooke loves Orange Theory, hates spin. Danielle loves spin.
Yeah, it was I could see how people would not like cycling, though. You know what I mean? Because it's very, like,
boring. You either like it or you cycling. Don't.
Yeah, I could imagine that for guys. Like, I was thinking about it. I was like, it might be, like, uncomfortable. Like, I don't really know. Just, like, the positioning and stuff. Like, I don't know. I feel like biking is kind of, like... I mean, most of my class was girls.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, was thinking about it. I was like...
No,
like,
I know.
I don't know.
Just having the thoughts. No, I know.
That was so random. But you also did some spinning this week.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, that was really fun. It's kind of one of my highlights. Oh, my God, no. It makes sense to talk about it now. Spin Studio opened up in Athens. Ask me how I'm doing. Literally, so Delaney came with me. We went to the very first class at the new Spin Studio in Athens. It's called Pure Velo. Freaking obsessed with it. You walk in, it's like all this. It's like an all white studio. Like
it looks so nice.
It is so nice. It's freaking awesome, and it's next to an acai bowl place, which is so hype. Like it's in such a good location. Literally, I was like screaming. I was like, Delaney, I'm ready. And she's like, we're like 30 minutes early. I'm like, I don't care, we're going now. So we like got there super early, and like I know all the instructors and stuff because I've been like, I don't know, like kind of giving them advice on like moving to Athens because like none of them had been to Athens before, like bringing, I don't know, it was just like a really fun time. And so yeah, we walked in, and the first Soul Cycle Pure Velo class was amazing. Like it's very similar, like where it's 45 minutes, and then at the end they do an arm track, so you do arms. Then you have like one song where you're like just listening to the song and like do whatever moves you want, and then there's like one more hype song, and then you're done, and it's like the best. And they're gonna have so many classes, and it was just so much fun. And I'm like so blessed to like live literally so close to a spin studio.
Yeah,
I have no excuse to not work out, so I'm going today. I'm really excited.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I'm going today at 3. Did I not tell you that?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So.
Wait, are they all 45 minutes?
Yeah. They don't. I don't think they do, like, hour-long
No
class.
Soul Survivor.
No Soul Survivor. Thank God. I did one of those, and that was it was hard. Like, those extra 15 minutes get you. Cause that's, like, an extra, like, 3 or 4 songs.
Yeah, it was. Because at one point, I turned to Gretchen. I was like, how many songs are left? She's like, only, like, 2. I was like, oh, that's not bad. Like, I was like, if she would have said, like, 5, I would have been like, oh, my God.
Like, tap out. Well, some people, what they do is they'll, like, leave their spin class early. Like, people do that a lot if they have to, like, get the shower and go to work or whatever it may be. Like, they don't. It's not, like,
the showers, it's also, like, the whole bath. Honestly, it's just so photogenic.
It's so nice, like, walking in there, like, ugh.
The branding is just, like, so... Like, I was taking pictures of all the neon signs, like, being that basic girl. But, like, it's so nice. I was,
it's
like...
So it's so nice.
Just,
you can't not.
And it's so clean. Like, the people go in and, like, clean it so well before the next class. Like, it's just
so well done.
Yeah.
Dude, I know. You don't have to tell me twice.
It's very, very impressive. So.
Very.
I don't know. It's all good, though. And I love being around Gretchen, though. Like, she's just such a positive light. I really want her to come on the podcast. We're working on that, so...
Yes. Oh, my God. You need to get her on Gals on the Go.
I know a lot of people have requested that, and Yeah, she's just such a good, like, she's one of those people that, like, you're around and you leave and you're in an instantly, like, better mood, just, like, better mindset. Like, she's such a light and, like, such a genuinely good person. Like, she is the same that she is online and offline. And, like, you could see that even just in her interactions with people, like, when people come up to her and are like, oh, I love your videos. Like, she's just so genuine. It's so refreshing to be around people like that. It makes me want to be a better person.
Oh, my God, I know. Literally, Gretchen always makes me want to be a better person. So
we always talk about this.
We love you, Gretchen. I know, we always say this, but it's so true. Like, we just love the girly. Aw, well, should we get into our highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, now that we've just talked about Spin for 10 minutes.
Spin and Gretchen for 10 minutes.
Highlights and lowlights, let's hit it.
And low light.
Alrighty.
So I guess we have to start with lights, the sad stuff. Low lights. I think that we've both, we said we've been tested. So this is going to be another few minutes of Brooke and Danielle complaining for a few minutes. And then it's going to get more positive after this, I promise.
Yes, literally this episode is about how to stay positive. So we have to get the negatives out really quick so we can be positive.
Exactly. And I think that that's, so many people are realizing that, like, on YouTube these days, is that, like, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. And, like, I think people relate more when you talk about the tough stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're seeing this on your channel too, Danielle. Like, I don't know. That's whenever I talk about, like, having a bad day or, like, stuff that's going wrong in my life, people are like, I feel so, like, you're so more, much more relatable because, like, my life isn't always awesome. So, you know, I think it's cool that in every we do talk about the highs and the lows because it shows that, like, you know, we're real people too. We're 22 and almost 21 years old. Like, we're just going through what you guys are going through.
No, so. It's true. I was watching your vlog last week with Delaney, and I was, like, laughing because you were just being so real, but, like, it was awesome. You were like, just got home. I'm exhausted. I'm hungry. I don't know what to do with myself. And I was like, I have never related more to that. Like, whatever you said, it was so funny. You were
Thank you.
And it inspired me yesterday, or 2 days ago. I'm filming a weekend in my life right now. It'll be up today, as you guys are listening to this Wednesday. It was just funny because I, like, sat down. I was, like, really stressed from school, and I could have been like, okay, so I'm back from class, and I'm going to do this. And I literally sat down, and I was like, guys, I am so stressed. Like, and I was just like...
Exactly. Because it's so much better to show that than to show, like, on the surface. I think it's better to be open about it and be like, I'm honestly feeling a little overwhelmed right now, or, like, I have a lot on my plate, versus being like, look at me, I'm managing everything so seamlessly, and, like, I have all these things going, but, like, I'm a pro at doing all of them. Like, who is that helping? Because realistically, no one is like that unless you, I don't know, unless you don't sleep. Like, I just don't know.
Yeah, there's something you're giving up for sure. I'm learning.
I like what you said, the triangle last week.
Oh, like, thanks. No, yeah, the triangle is real. It depends on what's in your triangle, but I mean, or it could be a square. But there's always one corner in the thing.
A rectangle, a diamond.
A pentagon, if you will. However, it is very difficult.
Quadrilangle. What is that?
Quadrilateral. Is that a thing?
Quadrilateral.
Oh my God, bringing me back to geometry. I just said geometry.
Okay, whatever it is. So my low light, I'll kick it off.
Let's do it.
I've talked about, like, my issues with, like, friendships and stuff here. And it's just because I moved to a new city. Like, obviously, I'm not going to have perfect friendships overnight. And I think that it's been really hard because I miss my college friends a lot, and seeing everything on social media is crushing me. Like, aww, the girls that literally live in my house right now and that are living it up, because we passed our house down to a bunch of Katie's, like, girls in my sorority who are in Danielle's pledge class.
Yeah.
So, like,
I haven't been over yet. It's gonna be weird. I want to know who's in your room.
Yeah, I don't even know who's specifically in it, but I have one girl on Snapchat and I, like, see all of her stuff, and then I don't know. And then I'll catch up with, like, Maddie and Mariah and, like, little tidbits. And then I'm like, damn, like, I just wish that I could, like, just sit and, like, chill on the couch with them again. And, like, I knew that it would be hard when I was leaving them. I was like, this will be really hard. But now that we're in it, it's hard. And it's like, I want to tell them about my friends here, but they don't really, like, fully get it. Or, like, there's, like, pieces that are missing because they don't know them. And then I don't know their friends. Like, you know what I mean? It's weird.
It's so weird. It's funky because now school is kind of getting back in session, and some of them are still here, and it's weird. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, like, half of my friends are still in Athens, and then half are, because, like, either doing, like, their master's or added a major or just finishing up or whatever it may be, like, they're still at school, and then half
are. No, I know. I saw so many of them last night. I was like, oh, my God, where's Brooke?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it's just, like, it's been hard for me, I think, that whole adjustment of it all, and just being, like, I wish that I had, like, my ride-or-die people with me.
Yeah, for sure.
because I don't know, sometimes I just like want to like vent to people, and I know we've talked about this, like I vent to like my parents mm-hmm. and stuff, so that's like the nice thing, which I'll get to that in the highlights. I also had like a little I'll get to my highlight later with my parents being here, but I had like a legit like mental breakdown at dinner. Like, I don't even know. My parents like were asking me about like how my life was when they visited me, and I like just started like we were at like this nice like fancy like steakhouse aww. Dinner, and I started like crying. I was like, it's just like a lot. My brother was like, what is going on?
Yeah, brothers are never really good at that.
It's just because I think it was all happening at once. This is just me venting right now. But it was just like everything hit me at once. And like, you know, when your parents are like, oh, so how are you? Or how's this? And you're like, honestly, not good.
Oh my God, there's nothing worse when your parents are like, so how are you? Like, are you okay? And you're like, Totally. I completely feel that. It's just like you're explaining everything to them, and as you're explaining everything to them, you're realizing how much is going on, and it just feels good to just be like, yeah, and like not feel guilty about it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like your parents are there for you for that reason.
100%. Yeah. So, good and bad. It's nice to vent it out, but then I feel so bad like dumping my issues onto other people then, because like, I don't want my parents to see me. Like, you probably feel this too. Like, you don't want other people to feel that you're stressed, because then they have their stress plus your stress on them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, like, I just feel guilty for that reason. Like, I shouldn't have probably said anything.
No, you definitely should have. I'm sure they were sensing it already just from like comments mm-hmm. you've made or whatever, even just social media. Like, I'm sure they were sensing it. That's probably why they even asked, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. So high highs, low lows. That's life. So
that is life.
Hi guys, hope you're enjoying the episode. Wanted to interrupt really briefly to talk about one of our sponsors, BioClarity. So excited to have them partnering up with us on the show. BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. Their routines were made to help keep your skin looking young, healthy, fresh, and I love this, they use only natural and gentle ingredients. I have been working with BioClarity, I know Danielle has, for the longest time, so we are so excited to have them as a sponsor on the show. These are products that are just like such a safe go-to. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed with your routine, like, go back to the basics, you guys. These are natural ingredients. They just get the job done, and the routine just makes sense. I know it's so confusing in the store these days with, like, all of the skincare products. It's like, what do I pick? What do you do? BioClarity is a great place to start. So they have two routines that fit your skincare needs. They have the clear skin routine, which is more for like combo oily or breakout prone skin. That's what I've been using. Or they have the essentials, which is for more normal to dry skin. Each of these routines have a three-step regimen that helps improve the look and feel of your skin, because they're packed with full of like detoxifying nutrients formulated to help with like breakouts and hyperpigmentation, all that stuff that you don't want. All of the routines include a special ingredient found only in BioClarity, which is Floralux. It's the green thing. If you've seen this like all over social media, it's made from the chlorophyll from plants, and it's only BioClarity. So BioClarity has really like changed everything, and they have everything that you need to get clear, glowing skin. I definitely, like I said, this is just something that I go to, like the face wash, when I'm like overwhelmed with my skincare routine. And honestly, I've been using the breakout line, and I think I have seen a difference. So I'm excited to be talking to you guys about it. Like, if you're overwhelmed with your routine, you gotta check out BioClarity for real. Their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. And the best, they have 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. Love that. So you can get healthier, more radiant skin by going to bioclarity.com. And right now, for our listeners, you'll save 40% off on skincare routines, plus the additional 15% off everything on their site. That's a really good deal. So you just need to enter the code GALSONTHEGO, just like the name of our show, no spaces, just GALSONTHEGO, at checkout. So go to bioclarity.com and get 40% off skincare routines, plus that additional 15% off everything on their website when you use the code GALSONTHEGO at checkout. All right. What about you? What issues are we talking about this week?
Well, it's just weird that you said that, because my little lowlight I wrote down, mental breakdown. Last night. I think I definitely talked about it in my solo this week, but I'm just really having trouble with the whole balance thing. I am very thankful for all the amazing things in my life, the amazing opportunities, amazing friends, people in my life, like whatever. But last night, so my parents came to town as well for the weekend. They were just stopping by on their way back from Greenville, South Carolina, moving in my brother for college, which was really fun for them, I'm sure.
So they stopped in Athens
for the day, and my dad helped me hang up some stuff, and it was just like really nice to have them here. And then they wanted to, like, go to dinner, and they wanted to go to silent disco, because my mom, like, loves to do that when she comes. It's basically where you put, like, headphones on and you listen to music. It's, like, a really cool
thing. So fun.
It is so fun. But I am definitely, like, I don't know what happened, but last night it hit me, because, like, basically, I was going to do it with my parents, then my boyfriend came, too, and then, like, all my friends were out, too, and I wanted to hang out with them, and then I was thinking about how I had to wake up early the next morning to record the podcast, and how I'm the Greek, the SDT Greek Grand Captain, so I have to, you know, choreograph stuff for that later today, and how YouTube, and then I was, like, thinking about, oh my god, is my dad having fun? Are my friends good? Is Ryan good? Like, I was just, I don't know, last night I had this point, we were all in Polly's, and everyone was in different parts of the room, and I was like, is everyone good right now? Like, I don't know why, I was, like, focused on everyone else, and I was just really, really stressed, and then, so my parents went back to their hotel after Silent Disco, and then Delaney and I came back up to, our apartment, and then I just started crying to her. I was just like, I hope I'm balancing everything. Like, I just feel so bad. Like, I just constantly feel like I'm never enough for everyone. Like, and then it's like, you have to, like, have your me time. I'm just like, I don't know. Sorry.
You're making me so sad.
No. Oh my god, don't be sad. The thing is, it's all really great things, and that's what I'm so thankful for. I have such great things in my life right now. I'm just really having trouble, because I used to be really good at saying no to things, and now I'm like, not anymore. So I'm like trying to figure it all out while like staying sane, but I'm honestly, I know this sounds so annoying, but I'm just so happy that this spin studio has opened up, because then I put my phone away for 45 minutes and it's just like a good time to get rid of it. I just know that Delaney was like, Danielle, like the next few weeks are gonna like slow down. Just right now it's back to school, everyone's like excited, everyone's doing things. So, I know everything's gonna be okay, but it was just, like, a moment of, like, is everyone good? And then I was like, am I good? No. Like, it was just, like, weird. But I'm okay.
You have to put yourself first. You know what I mean? Like, everybody else is, that's great. But you have to realize that everybody, like, I think that they might have said this in my soul class. This might be a soul cycle quote.
Literally,
which I hate myself for. But no, she's like, everything else can wait. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they, everything can pause. Like, it's not, you have to do you. Like, I don't know. So I think that you're doing a great job of, you know, balancing it all. There's no such thing as balance, I've determined. There will never be balance. Like, that's just not real. But I get it. I get it that emotions run high when you're trying to, like, be all these different roles to different people. Like, you're trying to be a great girlfriend. You're trying to be a great daughter. You're trying to be a great roommate.
Yeah, it was just everything all at once last night.
Yes, that is 100% a lot. That's why, honestly, I love my parents so much, but, like, I'm not at all my best self when they come visit me. I prefer to go home. I don't know if you're the same way.
No, I actually feel that, because then you're just, like, in your own environment with them, what you're used to.
I actually don't like when my parents visit me at all. I would much rather visit.
I think... Yeah, you've always kind of had that. I mean, I don't really mind. I liked having them here, but it was just, like, a buildup of, like, everything. And they were asking me about classes, and I was like, I'm actually, like, taking 17 credits. I'm actually a little stressed right now. Like, I don't know. It was just, like, weird. But I think you and I, you would mention this to me, like, I think 2 weeks ago, it was, like, you saying all this, and now I'm like, okay, I feel you.
Yeah, because back to school really does, like, it's one thing after another, and you'll get, like, you know, some due dates for a class, and you're like, I can handle it. And then you're like, wait, this class is actually really hard. So then you're like, wait, I have to give myself more time. And then, you know, activities start piling up. And if you want to get more involved, or maybe you have a bunch of brand deals due for YouTube, because that's like another thing that, like, you
and have that is a big thing right now. Companies are doing all their back to school stuff. And I'm like,
And you want to obviously say yes, because YouTube is such a double edged sword like that. Like, you want to say yes because you never know when the next opportunity is going to come along, or it's an amazing brand that you love, so you can't, like, pass it up. It's hard.
It's so hard. I had to say no to 2 this week. I was like, I literally can't. I'm sorry. Like, I just want my videos. Like, I don't want all my videos to be sponsored, and I haven't had as much time to film lately. So I'm just like,
You'll figure it out. You'll get back at it. I think it will just take you a few weeks to catch up, and then you'll be good and back in the rhythm of things. And,
next week I'll sit down and be like, guys, I'm in the best mood ever. I feel it now. So let's manifest.
Because I got that snap from you that was like, getting my life together, whatever. What day was that? You, like, went to Starbucks and, like, sorted things out.
Yeah, I got my life together for, like, 2 days. It wasn't bad. And then I got stressed again, but, like, yeah, no. I love going to, like, a coffee shop or Starbucks or something and just sitting down and, like, writing down due dates and just being like, okay, like, let's just, like, get all this head on and let's just attack it. That's, like, what makes me – whenever I'm stressed, I just need to, like, close my door or go somewhere, put headphones on, and just, like, do stuff. Because, like, you're not going to get anywhere if you're not doing anything.
Yeah, you're good about, like, not pushing things off in a bad way, but being like, oh, like, I'll wait for these these people are all texting me or emailing me asking me for things. Like, I'll wait until Sunday to respond. Like, you're good about that.
Well, I just want to give, like, my attention to it. And if I'm not in the mental space to respond, I just can't because I don't want to, like, say something wrong or, like, I don't know. Because I already have an issue of, like, being very impulsive. Like, I do impulsively, like, will text people or impulsively, like, like, if I already texted them, I'm like, oh, and this, and that, and that. And, like, I could have just waited. And then I'll, like, text someone about, like, a plan, and then it changes. And I could have just waited a couple hours and just texted them once. I just, like, need to, like, get better about that.
I'm literally the opposite. I'm, like, the most impulsive. I mean, you know me. Like, I'll literally get, like, an idea in my head and be like, I'm pulling the trigger right now. Like, let's go.
No, that's what I mean. That's how I am, too. Like, I know I'm not I don't always respond right away to people. But, like, if I'm the same way where, like, if I do have an idea, like, I text right away. And I'm like, I'll feel bad. Like, I'll text Brooke, like, 5 things. I'm like, she's definitely at work right now. Like, I'm the worst.
I know. But then when I'm off work, though, and then – or if I, like, I'm on lunch and I think of things, I'm like, Danielle, call me right now. And then I have to be realistic and be like, wait, she has a life, too. Like, I'm so bad about that.
I always love that. I'm like, oh, my God. But, like, I try to accommodate because I know it's, like, there's only a couple times in the day that you can record. But anyways, we should get into more positivity. That was our little rant. That's how we're feeling. Us being real and raw.
I know. I can't even – I'm sure that, like, many listeners relate in whatever capacity of their life, whether it's, like, balancing multiple jobs or, like, school and even a job or family struggles or whatnot. So, like,
everyone's got their thing. Get it. Hope you guys are enjoying this week's episode as much as we are loving recording it. I wanted to pause to talk to you guys quickly about Skillshare. I recently have been taking lots of photos. Well, let's be real, not recently. I'm always taking lots of photos, and I've been taking the majority of the photos on my iPhone recently. So I wanted to get better at taking iPhone photos. Like, I wanted to learn how to do some awesome iPhone photography. And believe it or not, Skillshare has skills and tips on how to do that on their website. So, Skillshare is essentially an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills, aka iPhone photography. You can take classes in everything from creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So, whether you're returning to a long-time passion project, challenging yourself to get outside your comfort zone, or simply exploring something new, Skillshare has classes for you. There's a lot of really cool and specific ones, and I think something like taking photos is something that can stick with you for your whole life. So I think that's pretty great. So you can join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right. Skillshare is offering Gals on the Go listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to skillshare.com/GOTG. Again, go to skillshare.com/GOTG to start your 2 months now. That's skillshare.com/GOTG. TG, get to it. Okay, now back to the episode.
All right, so the highlights.
Yes, what's your highlight?
Yeah, I said, seeing my parents was definitely great. Although, like, there was, like, that little sad moment, it was just so great to see them and, like, have, and then there were so many more moments of happiness. I just feel like I was able to, like, really be very unfiltered for the first time in a long time around my parents. I told you this. Like, it was just very refreshing to be able to, like, talk to them and be completely, like, candid about my emotions. And, like, I don't know. Because with my friends here, like, some of them are really awesome. But I just feel like I can't.
They're still new.
Fully be
They're
myself. New. Still, yeah. You know. And that's why it's nice to call a friend. So I've been, like, talking to friends from school and whatnot because they get it. And then, also I had a meetup last week, and that went.
Oh my god! Well. Yes, you did. You had, yeah, and your parents came, it. Or your mom was there at least. Did your dad?
Yeah, she was there. That's, like, the main reason why they came, I guess. And they had a free weekend, so they were like, "Oh, like, we'll come up." And they love Boston. I mean, Boston's an amazing city. If you ever get the chance to visit, there's so much to do, a lot of history.
History,
great food. There is. It's definitely a city to, like, put on the list. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially, oh my god! It's such a cool town.
Very, very easy. It's a town. There's so many different, like, little pockets of Austin, too. Like, I'm going over to Seaport today. Really fun stuff. So yeah, the meetup was good. It was at Dormify on Newberry Street, which is still open until early September, like September 15th. So if you're moving into college up here or something, honestly, Danielle and I are big fans of Dormify. I know they have pretty reasonably priced stuff for the quality. If you're moving into college and you want to pick up some things or like some pillows or wall decor or whatever, it's a showroom, so you can walk around and like pick out the stuff
it's
you like.
It's so cute ship it directly how they to style you. It too. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, the posters on the wall, so cool.
Yeah, oh my god, you had like the best background for your pictures with your subscribers.
I know, awesome. They were so thoughtful about it.
And Gretchen and Meg surprised you at your meetup.
I know,
like,
I know.
What the heck? She's the best. Again, Gretchen at it again, being the sweetest.
I know, I love Max too. Honestly, they're just my favorite couple, I think, on this planet. They're just so they're cute. Very supportive of each other. It's such a relationship goals. My mom went up to Max and was like, Max, so when are you gonna find Brooke a boyfriend? I was like, Mom, shut up.
I can so see your mom saying
it was
too.
Wild. It was wild. I was like, Mom, stop talking, please. And she was like, okay. I just like don't know him like that. Like, I felt bad. I was like,
no, I'm sure he's got some pals. You never know.
That's yeah. All good. Well, he's going to play like hockey professionally, so we'll see.
I'm it's sure there's good. Something there.
Yeah, there's something there. No, I'm kidding. For sure. I actually I've been trying to use apps and stuff. I just literally I hate this excuse because I tell my mom, I'm like, I don't have time to date. She's like, well, you better make time. And I'm like, okay. Like, I will. I just like, you know, like I could be like doing something today, but like I'm doing something else today, or like last night I could have done something, but I wanted to like lay in my bed and catch up on sleep. So it's like,
I know, it's so no hard. Time. It's like pick two, I'm telling you, like It's definitely hard, and it's really hard to balance all that, because then it's like, oh, don't even get me started, but I feel you. So, I mean, I think you shouldn't have to force it, so if it's like, but I mean, if you're like, if you meet someone, you're really enjoying talking to them, I mean, it's worth going to dinner, you need to eat anyways. You know, like, you gotta eat.
No, it's so true, 100%. So, like, I'm not dedicating too much of my effort, but, like, just trying my best out here, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's also hard for me because like literally everyone from work only hangs out with people from work, so I feel like I'm not expanding my circle at all, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I need to start like meeting new people, but at the same time I hang out with the same people every weekend, or at work I hang out with the same people that I hang out with on Friday
yeah,
Saturday
but
nights,
like I mean that's just how you make friends. Like, I mean, that's just, those are your friends, you know what I mean?
It's true. Nice. Yeah.
My brother's FaceTiming me. Oh, my God. Freddie. He never does that. I have to text him. He's in his new dorm room. It's so cute.
Aw. He's all moved in. That's so cute.
He responded. He goes, be like that, huh? I'm like, recording a podcast. That's so cute, though. He's, like, loving his dorm. He's like, already become best friends with his RA and everything.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. We love that. Well.
I'm so happy for him. I can't believe he's all grown up. That's so
I know.
Crazy.
He said, let me guest feature on it via phone call. No, I'm on with Brooke. That's so funny. So my highlight, it was, you know, the spin studio opening for sure. And then also my parents coming was really nice. And just, you know, amongst all the stress, it is a lot of good things. I'm honestly, so I like, in high school, I was really, really involved. I was like the president of two clubs senior year, and I did like this thing called a prefect. And, like, a couple other things, and, like, I really, like, honestly miss having that leadership, and I haven't really gotten involved much, like, on campus necessarily, just because I'm so busy with, like, all my own stuff. But then this year, when I was asked to be one of the captains of, like, our sorority competition hip-hop team, I was, like, really excited, and so now it's me and two other girls in our sorority, and it's just been, like, I mean, it's, like, definitely a lot of work, but it's, like, reminding me and bringing back that feeling of, like, having a leadership position, and I'm kind of loving it. Like, you know, even between, like, finding, like, figuring out what the costumes are going to be, coming up with the music, figuring out when we're going to do tryouts, how we're going to do it. Like, I don't know. Like, I miss, like, organizing stuff like that.
Yeah.
100%. So it's been really cool and really fun to, like, have a leadership position again. So that's, like, tonight we're meeting up at KD, and we're, like, figuring out what the tryout dance is going to be and how we're going to organize it. And, like, it's going to probably be a long night, but, like, I'm excited, and I miss, like, being a part of something in that sense. I mean, I've always done the dance team every year, but, like, I'm excited to, like, head it on.
Yeah, you'll have like a much more important role. And it is like, I know it's so annoying. Like, people are probably like, oh, the dance competition. It's like a pretty big deal at Georgia. So.
Yeah, yeah, I should have said that. It's a very big deal here. They always like have someone really cool like be the host of it and all that stuff. So I'm really excited. All is well over here. Lots of good things.
Lots of good things. So there's good things on the horizon. I'm happy for you, Danielle.
Thank you. I'm happy for you too.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get through it.
I know, we sound so terrible right now. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey guys, just interrupting the pod to pop in and talk to you guys about Drop. So if you haven't heard of Drop, I don't know where you guys have been. Do you want to get paid to shop? Yes, please. Do you want to take your shopping to the next level? Okay, yes, please. Seriously. So I'll tell you about Drop. It's the free app that gives out cash rewards for the shopping that you do every day. You just have to link your debit and credit cards to the app when you sign up to earn points every time you shop with Drop's partnered brands. And these are actually like legitimate places, you guys, like Walmart, Sephora, Old Navy, Lululemon, so much more. These are places that you're already shopping. And before you know it, you can redeem points for gift cards to places like Starbucks and Amazon. It's incredibly easy to use. It's designed for people who want their money to go as far as possible. If you guys are already shopping in these places, it just makes sense to download the app. And the more you spend, the more Drop gets to know you. So shop at the places you love, discover the new ones. It's a personalized shopping experience designed to get to know you. I personally love it. Like I said, these are places that I'm already shopping. So it just makes sense. And you're earning money in the background. So it's not like something that you have to really put a lot of thought towards because you just connect your debit card, credit card, payment method. Super easy. There's also some great offers going on right now. Like I know Sephora is doing 6% cash back rewards, so that's 60 points per dollar spent. And for a limited time, if you head to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using the code, make sure you use the code, guys. It's GALS, G-A-L-S. You'll receive a $5 gift card right away. So make sure you link a debit or credit card too. Use that code GALS, G-A-L-S, when you sign up to redeem your reward. You can check out the show notes description for anything else, but definitely check out Drop, you guys. And now back to the episode.
All right, should we get into our current favorites?
Yeah, for sure.
These are a few of my favorite things, things, things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So my current favorites, actually something that Brooke, like, laughed at because she didn't know what it was at first. Bamboo straws, you guys.
Oh my god, what is it? What is it?
Bamboo straws.
Oh, yeah.
Brooke responds to her, she goes, I thought this was a cookie straw. And but then someone else said that
to me
too.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly.
What's from Starbucks?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. No, guys, when I went to Mexico with Revolve, literally every time I ordered an iced coffee, they gave it to us with these bamboo straws. And I have metal straws. I just don't enjoy drinking out of them. I've decided I don't like them. They're really annoying to clean. They give me the EBGBs. And the bamboo straws, they do clean well. We put them in the dishwasher. Delaney's been loving them too. I freaking love them. I love drinking my hot coffee out of them because they're like thick too. I bought a pack on Amazon with different sizes. They're great. Ooh. I'll drink my emergency with them. Like literally, I just freaking love it. So,
see, I do silicone straws.
Okay, I have one, and I don't know. Bamboo has been the way for me, but everyone's got their own preference of what they want in their mouth.
All right, I mean, do you want to fight about it?
I mean, we can talk later. Meet me in the alley.
I have. Right now I'm drinking iced coffee. This is such a big coffee. Jug.
That is
We're FaceTiming right now.
I know, oh my God.
It's such a big jug. And this is like a reusable plastic straw from like my my reusable plastic tumblers.
Oh, yeah, I can get behind those too, for sure.
Because they're like thicker, you know what I mean? But they're also, I don't know.
I know you've got me wanting to get one of those tumblers that you've been drinking out of every morning. I like how it's just simple and clear. There's nothing on it.
Yes. I don't care. Like, I don't care for the decorations on it. Also, the ones from Starbucks are like $22, but the ones from Amazon are like $8.
No,
like,
I don't want it to have Starbucks on it. Because then, like, if I'm not drinking Starbucks, I'd be sad.
Exactly. Also, like, you bring it from home. You have to get the Trader Joe's black cold brew. It's so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, my thing with buying cold brew is like, I feel like it only lasts for, like, 3 cups. Like, they're such small little jugs.
I know. I buy 2 of them at a time now. I do. I woke up. I need 3 going in my fridge right now.
I'm, like, still... 3 going. Ugh. I kind of want to low-key start doing HelloFresh, like, every week. I'm not even kidding. Like, Delaney and I are struggling on that. Like, trying to figure out, like...
The Trader Joe's actually at school is pretty far away.
I know. It's, like, 10 minutes. Like...
It's more than that. No?
No, it's probably honestly 12.
I thought it was even more than that.
No, it's not 20 or anything, maybe 15. But, like, no, either way, if you get stuck in traffic. No, I have to get on the highway, too. It's just not as close as anything else.
Yeah. It's not, like, but it's in a location where it's not, like, oh, let me run up the road. Like, I forgot some, like, fruit. Like, you wouldn't want to go back.
And same, even for just, like, the grocery store, it's, like, nothing... I wish I had a grocery store in downtown I could just walk to. That would be nice. But you can't have it all. Yeah.
No, you can't have it all. No, actually, there is, like, a lack of a grocery store. Like, there is, like, a few, like, little markets and stuff, but nothing with, like, fresh produce. Like,
I would love. Yeah, just some fresh produce would be ideal. Anyways, your favorite.
All right. Straws. So, basically, reuse your straws. Yeah. It's true. I've been trying to get better about, like, bringing stuff to Starbucks or, like, bringing my own straw. Honestly, I love the sippy lids. I'm, like, obsessed with them.
What are those?
You know what I'm talking... Like, at Starbucks, when you get a nitro...
Oh, I know. I, like, ask for them. Even if I don't get nitro, I've been, like, asking. Because it's just, like, they're really enjoyable, and they're just so cute. And it's one less thing. It's one less thing of a straw. So.
Or, honestly, I'll get it. Like, this is a big thing at, like, local coffee shops and stuff they do, is that they don't even give you, like, a lid. And they, like, have you put on your own lid, I feel like. Sometimes I just don't even take a lid. And I'll just sip it, like, out of the side if they don't have a sippy lid. Because I'm, like, save plastic. Like, I don't need it.
I love that for you. Yeah, it's not even a big deal at the end of the day. It's so true.
If you're drinking it, like, not... If you're not taking the go. Like, if you're sitting somewhere.
Yeah, if you're, like, walking around, it's kind of not ideal. But, no, yeah. I mean, if you're just... Even if you just, like, sometimes what I've been doing, like, during recruitment, I'd, like, get in the car and bring my hot cup of coffee and, like, put it in the cup holder. Like, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, 100%. Or you could use our Gals on the Go reusable tumbler.
Oh, my God. Or you could do that. Also, speaking of, we always have a link to the merch in the bio. I'm very much so currently wearing our yellow long sleeve Gals on the Go
top.
It's
so cute.
It's so cute and comfortable. I got, like, so many compliments on it today, actually. My dad even loves it. And it's just so happy. And the tumbler mug I've been using, the regular mug I've been using, like, it's just so cute. It's just, like, on the go. And, like, if you listen to Gals on the Go, you would, like, know. And we have other stuff coming.
I'm so excited about it. This next drop is about to be pretty hype. I hate to use the word hype, but...
What'd you say?
I've been overusing that word. I've been overusing the word hype.
Like, oh, I say it all the time.
Pretty hype. And people are like, you sound so stupid. I'm like, I don't...
Gosh, I say that all the time. I guess I'm a stupid girly.
People have... There's something to say about everything, you know? You gotta like... I just tune it out now.
No, I know. You can never make everyone happy.
It's so true. Okay, so my current favorite, this is going to be, you're going to be so shocked, Danielle.
Oh my God.
I actually got a random email from Rent the Runway, like completely random. Oh. It was like, hey, like sign up, like we'll give you like 1 month free trial or whatever. Like for influencers, I guess. I don't really know. And I was like, you know, I'm going to do it because my mom does it.
And she does you did the tell one me that's,
Yes, it's $159 a month if you don't have any like promo code or whatever, and you can do 4 items at a time and swap them out. So, but they don't just have dresses now anymore. It's not just like they do have like event dresses, because I used to use it for, I definitely used it for a few things before.
Yeah,
like event specific dresses. I can't think of it right now.
I didn't know that it was that cheap per month. That's awesome.
Uh huh. But they also now have like tops, more casual dresses. Like I got a cute pair of work pants. Like they have really cute.
Just
on the daily stuff. So this shirt that I'm wearing underneath right now, I'm trying to show Danielle on FaceTime.
Oh, cute.
Is from Rent the Runway. Yeah, so if you guys are interested, I don't know, I kind of want to keep it up and keep doing it every month, just because for work, I get in such a routine of wearing the same clothes, mm-hmm. and it's nice for allowing me to switch it up. So use the code RTRBROOKE if you want to. I think that we both benefit. I don't really know the specifics. It's just, I'm a big fan of it, and honestly, if you have your basic, like you have a good pair of jeans, you have a good pair of like work pants, stuff like that, this is so nice because it's like supplements to your wardrobe, but you don't have to, but it's nice brands. Like the shirt that I'm wearing is probably $150. Like I would never spend $150
on it. But it's like
it.
You feel good and it's like, yay.
Like I don't know. Danielle and I are both like not really like super expensive clothes
buyers. No, I don't know. We're very expensive accessory buyers.
Yeah, I would feel that. I like to like save up or like buy like a nice piece of jewelry or
like on experience.
I guess like I will buy like nice jeans or something, but at the same time, like I can't justify spending $200 on like a dress. Like it's very hard for me.
No, I know. My mom and I were actually talking about that yesterday. She saw these really cute pair of jeans that she really liked, and she was like, they were like $225. Like she was like, do you even spend that much money on denim? And honestly, no. Like I'll spend like $100 on a pair of jeans, but $200, it's like those gotta make me look like my body is banging. Like I mean, I have to look real good in those jeans.
There is, but then there's companies like Topshop and like that make such good denim already. Like I don't see the point in spending that much, but I guess like I don't know.
Ugh. Well, that's exciting. Now you've got me inspired. Maybe I'll check out their dresses and stuff.
Yeah, it's good for more like a venti stuff too, but I guess for going out they did have some good stuff, but it's more like evening wear.
I would do for like events. Like I just don't even want to get it ruined, and it's honestly maybe like a formal dress, that'd be cool. Okay, so now we can get into our goals for the week. Goals. Absolute goals. That should be our jingle. Goals. My goal isn't like, I know we were trying to do it where it's like, oh, by Wednesday, like do this. My goal this week is to just stop feeling guilty and stop trying to people please. Like, I have, like, felt, like, it's just kind of back to what I was saying before. I just, like, I need to stop. I mean, it's, like, very important to be aware of others' feelings and, like, make sure, you know, like, your loved ones know they love you and everything like that. But, like,
of course, yeah.
I'm just tired of feeling guilty, like, all the time for, like, being me and doing me. And, like, it's just very important. I want you guys to hear this, too. Like, if there's something that you want to do that you love, like, you should be able to do it. Like, you really should. You should not feel guilty. You should not feel like because someone else isn't doing it that you can't. Like, if something makes you happy, like, you should be able to do it, be with that, like, whatever it is. And so that's my goal, to just get rid of the guilt.
I love that, Danielle. That's very, very nice.
Thank you. What's yours?
Mine actually is one of the ones to get things done by Wednesday. So,
that's, like, normally what we do, so.
Mine is to have everything done by Wednesday because I'm actually headed home this weekend. I'm going to a music festival called Electric Zoo on Friday, and then I'm home Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then I'm taking a train back to Boston. So I really want to get everything done and be very present and in the moment when I'm home. So I guess that's a goal too. Although, like, I'll still be doing, like, some work, like, we're podcasting, etc. I don't get to see my family as much, like I said, or even just be home at all. So I really want to, like, enjoy it and be in the moment and not be, like,
be in your
I have all these things I have to do.
You love your room at home.
I honestly just can't wait to just be home. And like I said, I just feel way more like when for some reason when other people visit me here, and it's not even just my family, it's always been this way at school too, when I've had like friends from home visit me in school or whatever, I feel like a sense of like stress and urgency, like you said, people pleasing, making sure everybody's okay, or like I feel like I have to be the one to make the whole schedule, which typically isn't my vibe.
That is not your vibe.
Yeah, you know, it's not my vibe. Like,
you're
I don't
good
care
with whatever,
to
as you're saying.
I am. I don't like to be the one planning everything because then I feel responsible for, I don't know, like if things fall through or whatever. Yeah,
and you're fine.
So I'm just really looking forward to being home just for a few days.
Yeah.
So I want to get everything done by Wednesday so that... Because it sucks, like, the night before a trip to be running around like a mad woman, like, doing everything. Like, nobody likes that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're leaving Friday to be, like, Thursday night, like, last minute, like, running errands and stuff, like, I don't like that.
No.
And I would prefer to get everything done and, like, just, you know, be finalizing, like, the things in my suitcase. This way I'm not, like, pressured or whatever.
Oh, I completely feel that. If you have the opportunity to get things done by Wednesday, I say go for it. And that way Thursday you can just, like, do a nice skincare routine, pack leisurely, like, just, like, watch a little Netflix. There is nothing I love more than, like, watching TV and, like, packing and just...
It's so nice. Podcast and packing.
Ooh. Yes. Ugh. The two P's.
I love it so much. Honestly, I've just been using, like, Monday to Wednesday as my, like, productive days. It was kind of that way at school, too. I don't know if you feel that. But... Or even Sunday to Wednesday. Because Thursday, for me, like...
Thursday's the weekend start, I find.
Yeah, honestly. Even for me, even though I do go to work on Friday still, like, the weekend starts, so... For whatever it may be. Yeah, I think it's good to, like, have designated days of, like, you know, I'm not going to socialize or, like, I'm really going to, like, prioritize my goals and stuff.
Totally.
Just know in your head, like, those are going to be my days that I'm going to do things and feel good about myself the rest of the week because I did those things. So,
oh,
I don't know. A concept.
Yes, queen.
And I think it's time that we talk about positivity.
The other P. Positivity.
The other P.
PPP. Well... Since we've been so we haven't been negative. We've just been real.
No. We've been real.
We do have some tips because, like I was saying earlier, like, I know, like, a lot of you guys are starting school or starting a new job or just getting adjusted to new things. And, like, it is so normal to, like, feel funky. And I wish that my freshman year someone told me, like, it's okay to, like, not feel adjusted right away. It's okay to, like, not be, like, your 100% best self. Like, it takes time. And so that's why we wanted to do this episode and talk to you guys about, you know, things that we do to feel better. I mean, this isn't, like, 10 ways to, like, get happier. But these it's going to be very conversational. We just have some stuff we want to talk about, things we've learned along the way.
Exactly. Just like the motivational chat, like, we all needed to hear, like, the little hype up that we all need to push through. I actually have an anecdote about this.
Ooh,
like, the other day before I woke up, I've been on this new routine of waking up at 5:30 because I determined that waking up at 6 isn't even enough time. I like to have a leisurely morning. Who is she?
I don't like to feel
rushed when I leave. I don't like that, the feeling of, like, I don't have enough time. Like, oh my gosh, I just want to, like, sit. Sometimes I just want to sit and drink my coffee for 5 minutes and not feel, like, frantic and urgent, you know?
No, I completely feel that.
So, on the 5:30 wake up, woke up, got completely ready, and then 7 o'clock, I was sitting on my couch, not even drinking my coffee. I was about to pick up the vlog camera to vlog, and then I was like, you know... Like, I could just sit on my couch and not leave and work on other stuff for me, and I don't have to go to work right now. Like, that would be actually incredible. Like, I was completely ready, like, in my outfit, feeling good, and I was like, I just don't want to go. Like, I was just sitting there and, like, really thinking about it. I was like, I could, like, use a sick day, and, like, I don't have to go. And that was, like, one of those moments where I really had to, like, do, like, a lot of, like, self-talk and be like, you know, what are the reasons? Like, and I was thinking about it. I was like, today is going to be the same day as yesterday, and then today is going to be the same day as tomorrow. And then the next day, and then the next day, and I, like, got in, like, this terrible, like, mind space where I was, like, every day is the same now. Like, this is just my life. And I really had to talk myself out of it. And then it ended up being such an amazing day. Like, I came home from work in the best mood. Yeah. So I think it's, like, the moments of that where you just have to realize that, like, there's more to life than just the routine aspect of it all. Like, you never know. Like, things could literally come out of left field, and there's good in every day and stuff like that. And that's where, for me at least, I had one of those deep, like, moments of realization where you don't have to look at everything so, like, humdrum and, like, gloomy and, like, because things could really turn around. And that was, like, one of those instances where I don't know. That was just an instance for me where I was like, life isn't so bad after all.
Oh, no, I know. And it's hard. Like, I feel like mornings as a whole are very hard to just get up for the day. Some mornings I'll wake up and I'm like, let's freaking get this day. And I'm, like, playing Post Malone and I'm jamming. But then other mornings it takes a little bit longer to wake up. And that, I think that is where leisurely mornings come into play. And I think it is really good that you're waking up earlier, because if I have a little bit more time in the morning, I can kind of, I don't know, just, like, have a second to myself. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that's something that people think it's not okay and feel like they can't do is, like, have alone time. Like, being alone, and especially in the early hours of the day or even late at night, just, like, having some time to just reflect and just sit there and be okay with yourself is very important. Because if you are not okay with yourself and you don't feel comfortable being alone, like, you can't feel comfortable around others. Like, you have to be okay with yourself before you can, like...
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It just, no, completely. I think that alone time... I mean, I live alone... And you used to live alone. You know what I mean? We've been spoiled. But even just, like, you having your own... Like, you have your own room now. Like, if you're up a little bit earlier than Delaney is or whatever it is, like, you have that time to, like,
kind of,
choose to do whatever you want to do. Or, like, you can go drink your coffee alone, like, whatever it may be. So that's why I like the time alone. But, yeah, for me, it's just choosing to see things from a more positive light. And I think it's so easy. You can look at literally anything from a negative light. Like, you could be like, it's a beautiful day outside. Oh, it's too hot.
You could, I know. It's so true. Glass half full, half empty. It's true.
It's just choosing the lens that you want to, like, view the world, basically.
Yeah. Last night, I was actually, like, in bed. I was, like, completely overthinking. I like, couldn't fall asleep because I was, like, thinking about so many different things. And I literally Googled, like, how to stop overthinking, which is, like, crazy. And it was, like, the first thing you have to do is, like, be aware that you're overthinking. And, like, be aware. Like, remind yourself... Like, you are overthinking something that's going to, like, be bad, but, like, why not think about something that could be good from it? Like, you could be overthinking, oh, what if this, what if this, what if this? But what if something good happens out of that? Like, what if it actually works out the way you want it to? Like, that's where manifesting comes into play. But I think the biggest thing with, like, positivity and, like, if you're sad and you don't feel good, like, I know something that I would do is, like, I just felt like I wasn't supposed to be sad and I wasn't allowed to be sad, and so I try to push it off. But the first tip I wrote down is validate your feelings. It's literally okay to cry and let it out. Like, don't try and push away your feelings. They are very valid. I think you and I both do a pretty good job of that, of, like, crying.
Oh, completely.
We're good about that.
No, but being open about it, like, don't put... You've gotten better about it, not just pushing everything under the rug, I think.
I just can't do it anymore. Like, it's got to come out right away.
What's the point of, like, rather than just being... I think it's okay to be real with yourself and be like, you know, this wasn't the best day. Or, like, this went wrong. This didn't go the way that I would have liked. But, like, as long as you're admitting it to yourself and realizing what you could... Every day, even if something doesn't come of it, it's a learning experience. You learn something new every day.
And that's, like, the first step to even kind of becoming more positive and, like, living a happier life is, like, understanding your feelings and being like, okay, I feel this. This sucks. This is sad. I'm going to cry about it for a little, feel bad for myself for, like, 10 minutes. And then after that, we're going to be done crying. There's going to be no tears left in our eyes. And then you get on with your day. That, for me, that works for me. I just need to, like, cry a little bit and, like, let it out. Because if I don't, then I'm, like, overthinking and thinking about it and letting it build up. And that's just how I am. But other people... they kind of just can be like, okay, that's fine. So maybe that's not for you guys, but I think the first thing is, like, validating your feelings, being like, okay, this is okay that I'm feeling like this. Don't get mad at yourself for being sad. Like, it's normal. And then go from there.
Completely. Completely. Don't get mad at yourself. Don't, like, work yourself up into, like, a crazy, crazy point either, though. Like, of course, it's okay to validate your feelings, but give yourself just a few minutes of your time to be like, you know, after this point, I'm going to, like, let myself... like, I have to allow myself to feel, like, better or whatever it may be. Talk it out with people. I know I've been stressing that a lot recently, but, like, telling people, yeah, you're putting your burdens and your feelings on other people, but, like, it's important to communicate it. You can't hold everything into yourself, and you need to express your feelings outwardly. I actually was just watching the first episode of 13 Reasons Why, like, the new season.
Oh.
And they did, like, a little disclaimer, and it was, like, you know, something about, like, because obviously it's a very, like, emotionally, like, whatever, triggering show. And it was like, you know, if anything, if these topics are sensitive to you, maybe, like, watch it with a friend or a family member and then, like, talk about it afterwards. Yeah. And it's so true. It doesn't have to be about anything, like, deeply emotionally or sensitive, but, like, sharing your feelings with those around you. Like, being like, this is how I'm feeling. And I think another big thing for me is seeing everything from the long-term perspective. Like, it's so easy to be like, today, tomorrow, the next day, they're all going to be the same. This is my life, blah, blah, blah. But you need to be, like, long-term minded with everything. Like, today and tomorrow, I'm working towards my goals. I'm doing everything that I can this week to be the best version of myself. This month, I'm doing everything to be the best version of myself, like, working hard at work, my side hustle, whatever I'm doing. But then who knows, in a year from now, where do you want to be? You know what I mean? You're doing it for the long-term goal. You're not doing everything just for the day-to-day. Like, you have to – the process is so important, but, like, keep the goal in mind.
Yeah, and that's so true. And, like, for, like, your situation, I mean, like, remember when you were applying to jobs and you wanted to get a job so bad and you wanted to have the job, honestly, that you have now, and that now you have it. So you just always have to, like, remember stuff like that. Like, I remember when I was first having trouble, like, adjusting to college, I was like, oh my god, I remember how I felt when I opened that email saying I got into the University of Georgia, and how excited I was, and how hard I worked, and how excited I was to put that sticker on my car, and planning my dorm room, and, like, getting so excited. Like, you have to bring yourself back to those moments, because it is so easy to get caught up in everything. Like, I know right now, like, a lot of people are going through sorority recruitment. Let's be real. Sorority recruitment is... it's a weird thing. It's weird. It's
brutal.
Like, it is... it breaks my heart when I hear about girls that, like, didn't maybe get in the sorority that they wanted, or didn't get one at all. Like, that is so, so hard. And I am here to tell you that I believe that there is a plan for everything. And, like, sometimes it's not going to work out the way you want it. And that's... and that's just how it is. And then with that, you take that and you're like, okay, this happened. How can I make something good out of this? Like, what is the lesson to be learned here? Like, maybe you need to take more time for yourself. Maybe it wouldn't have been best for you. Maybe it would have been too distracting. Like, I've been just trying to look at things with a different eye, because otherwise you can just sit there and, like, think about it and overthink way too much. And it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. And
it's not worth it.
And as much as this sucks to say, like, everything gets better with time, and it's just so annoying. But once you can have comfort in that, and that knowing that with time things get better, you can just enjoy and kind of ride out that wave of letting the time pass and, like, letting it feel better. I know it sucks. I wish there was, like, a fast pass for time when you're, like, not feeling good or you want your emotions to go away. But sometimes you just have to know that.
And there are good days and bad, you know, like, I don't know. For every bad day that you have, think about all the good that you've had. Or, like, think about a good day you've had. That's why I think I've talked about this before, like, journaling when you have a good day and journaling when you have a bad day, because you can read
that. Yes, you did talk about that.
Yeah.
It's important
to. And I've been trying to get better about journaling. I have a one next to my bed, and I write in it, like, a little bit each week, but I really want to start making it, like, a daily habit. Because it's reflecting on your feelings to yourself. Like, that's, like, so good to do, very healthy to do.
Well, I remember my freshman year when I was going through all that, I literally bought a journal and I wrote stuff, and I actually found that the other day and I was, like, reading it. I was like, wow, like,
really?
How things have changed. But at the time it felt so therapeutic to write it down, and now looking back at it, I'm like, wow, like, I, you know, I'm so happy of how far I've come and how, you know, things just develop over time. And I think one thing, I just really have to say this, because I know a lot of you guys, I know, Brooke, you're out of school, but I just, like, had to touch one more thing on school, is going to a new college. And, like, I've encountered a lot of freshmen lately, and I've been just, like, talking to a ton of people and just, like, learning how to, like, adjust and everything. And, like, it is so, so easy to go on your Instagram feed and see all these other girls or guys that are freshmen in college, and they're posting with all these people, and it looks like they're thriving and that they're having the best time of their life and they love college. I'm sure they're loving it. But just know that not everyone, like, that it is such, like, a one photo of, like, their whole life. There are so much behind all those photos. Like, it is so easy to compare yourself. Like,
so,
like,
true.
This girl has made so many friends. She already has a friend group. Like, I promise she's feeling exactly the same as you. She's just as nervous and scared about college as you. It's a very normal feeling, and I remember I would get so caught up in that, like, on Instagram, like, oh my god, like, they already are all friends, like, or, oh, this is already happening, or, oh, I should be doing this, like, no, everyone's just posting, like, the one, like, highlight, and it's just, everyone is just trying to, like, look a certain way, and it's just so important to know that. Like, I know it sounds like, oh no, but I know this girl's, like, doing well, trust
literally, me. Literally, everyone's it's adjusting. Just, it, honestly, I mean, I do the same thing, though, like, I'll post with friends or whatever, but you don't know, you truly don't know, like, the dynamics of the photo.
Oh,
like,
you don't it know. Could have been a ton of people forced together to take a photo, like, let's take a pic, like, you really don't know.
Exactly. So I think it's important to recognize that, like, you don't know the details of everything, and everybody, like, everyone is posting their highlight reel. That's why everybody, Instagram truly is a highlight reel. It's not reality. I mean, I know I do this thing, like, I only post the pictures that I feel the best in, or that I feel that I look the best in, you know? You're not going to post pictures that you're like, wow, I don't look that great here. Like, why would you do that? You're just probably not going to do that, so.
No, I know. I think that was, like, the biggest thing for me, is, like, whenever I'm sad, I feel like I'm the only one that's sad and not as doing well. And then you just have to remember, everyone's going through something at every point in time. I don't want you to be like, oh, thank God everyone else is miserable. It's not like that, but, like, just know that, like,
no.
If you're feeling sad, like, other people are too, and, like, it's okay. And that's, like, the first.
Put your blinders on. Honestly, like, I know that this is messed up and some people don't agree with it, but, like, utilize the mute feature. Like, you gotta put yourself first.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
And stop comparing yourself. And if someone's in your feed and in your – even if they're, like, in your life and you don't want to, like, cut them out of your life, like, I know that's dramatic. But, like, say you see their posts and you're, like, you know, like, this girl is, like, whatever. She might be, like, a super skinny, like, hot bikini model or whatever. And you're, like, mm-hmm. I don't like seeing this because it makes me feel bad about myself. Just mute them.
Just you literally don't compare mute. Yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's – I mean, I know that that's, like, really negative to some people. And they're, like, that's not a – productive way to live, but for me that's what works. I don't like to see it because if I see something and it puts me in a worse mood, it's better that, like, I would just rather not see it. And it's yeah. nothing personal against the person, it's like that's a reflection of myself.
Yeah, certain nights, like if I decide not to go out or go be social and like I just like need to have me time or I need to get stuff done, I really don't look at Snapchat stories. Instagram stories I feel like are like kind of fun. I can't look at Snapchat stories. I can't do it. I find them very toxic for me. That's just my thing. But some people, they can't look at their Instagram feed. Like, everyone's got their one thing. Or, like, if I want to get my mind off something, I just, like, go on Twitter and just, like, read funny tweets.
Literally, just safe. Laugh. Yeah. Yeah, because people on Twitter aren't like, hey, this is what I'm doing right now. Haha. Like, it's...
Exactly. It's just, memes, like... Yeah. Totally different. And honestly, YouTube, like, I know you're a big YouTube watcher, and I've realized that the reason I don't, like, I have to be in the mood to watch YouTube because it, like, I feel like, oh my god, I have to, you know, for me, YouTube, it's like, I watch it to, like, get ignited to, like, film my own videos again because I'm like, oh my god, she's doing this, like, I gotta.
I thought about this more recently, too. I'm trying to be more selective about who I watch on YouTube.
Oh, really? Because,
yeah, just because there's some people that I watch, and I'm like, I... can't relate, like I can't live this lifestyle, or it puts me in a
it
way
makes
that
you feel
I feel
bad,
like,
or
it makes me feel like guilty that I can't live that way right
yes,
now.
Yes,
that I
couldn't
can't,
agree
yeah.
more.
Yeah, so I'm sure you feel that too. Just being in Athens, like you can't live like the people that are in LA or whatever mm-hmm. it may be. And I feel that way with, you know, having my job. I can't live the way that the people who, no offense, like don't have a job, like, or you know, are just pursuing yeah. YouTube, which is awesome, like so incredible.
I know I have but, like, to be I in the mood to watch it. Yeah.
I don't have the same hours in the day. Like, it just, it looks different to me.
Yeah, and I think for us, it's just, like, a little bit closer to home, whereas, like, if you don't have a YouTube channel and you just want some entertainment, I think it's really easy. But for us, it's, like, that's also, like, our jobs. We're like, oh, my God. Like, we start to compare ourselves, whereas that's why a lot of times I'll just sit and watch Netflix or Hulu because it's, like, a totally different, like, life. It's someone else's world. I'm literally not involved with it at all. It's just pure entertainment. But
literally. Yeah, well, you know, Skinny Confidential only watches like three people's Instagram stories or something. And honestly, wow. not a terrible
I want to know
idea.
Those three people. What, Michael and like.
Ed Mylett.
Ed Mylett, Michael Bostick, and like Morning Toast are probably her three.
Oh. Well, whatever. You know what I mean. Like, it's just kept simple. And I kind of appreciate that. I respect it.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I think it's important to. I think the conclusions here. Keep your chin up. You're doing great. I think you give yourself more credit. I mean, come on.
Yes,
give yourself
that's
credit.
So like, true. Be proud of yourself for how far you've come. Like, remind yourself of all the good things in life, what you've done. Give yourself credit. I like that.
Exactly. And I think it's important to validate yourself and talk positive. I'm working on this too.
Mm-hmm.
Talking more positively about myself and talking more positively about the things that I've accomplished. And instead of being like, oh, I got lucky, you know, like luckily I got into Georgia. Like, no, I got into Georgia.
No,
I graduated from Georgia, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean, Danielle. Like, you know what I'm saying.
It's actually funny you say that. I remember like a couple days ago, I was so stressed and I was like thinking about everything I had to do. And then I honestly looked in the mirror and I was like, you're killing it. You should be so – I literally would look at myself in the mirror and be like, you should be so proud of yourself right now. Like, snap out of it. Like, you are doing so many amazing things, and I am so proud of you. I literally have looked in the mirror before and I said that to myself because I had to. So if you got to do
incredible.
That, do it. I mean, I'm not it. In front of people. If someone was there, I definitely wouldn't. But I was just like, Danielle, like, look at you right now. Like, you're living your dream. Like, just keep going. Like, you know, sometimes you just have to do stuff like that. Maybe that's, like, a me thing. But she believed she could, so she did. You got this. That's that.
Exactly. You just got to be long-term minded with everything. And you guys are all killing it. Like, you're on a great path. And, like, keep your chin up because these are just – they're just bumps in the road, honestly.
Yeah, and that's life. It, like, goes just in hills, I've noticed. Like, sometimes it's, like, a really – like, high highs and low lows. It's just – you have to have the contrast because otherwise you won't appreciate the good anyways. So you can always think about it like that, too.
Literally so true. That's – it's very – everyone in my work talks about that because it's, like, well – some people have really good days and then you'll be having a bad day. And it's really like the whole comparison is the thief of joy element where you'll be looking at someone else like crushing and you're like, damn, I'm doing the same exact things as that person, but I'm not seeing the success or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that's another example of like, you got to just put your blinders on and just do you because you'll drive yourself insane.
I couldn't agree more. Seriously. It's just so important. And just, like, listening to music. Like, I find certain music very therapeutic for me. And working out. Releasing endorphins. Like, yes, queen, it works. I am telling you, like, if you just gotta sweat for a second, just do it. I don't know what it is about it, but it just gets all of your emotions out for a second.
Yeah. I need to start working. I need more time in the day. That's... Can we add, like,
so hard. I'm not a morning workout hours. Person. Like, if I had to, I wouldn't be able to wake up and work out before work if I were you. Like, it's very fair.
I already wake up at 5:30. I'd be having to wake up at 4:30. So.
No. That's just, like, not in the cards right now. I love a good night workout. I mean, you could always go, like, straight from work, but I know you have other stuff right after work, too. It's so hard.
Yeah. I'm struggling a little bit, but we'll make it out okay.
it's
bumps in the road.
No, exactly. Bumps in the road, figuring out all the kinks and getting from there. And you're about to have so much fun when you go home. I'm so excited.
I know. It's really a break that's well needed for me. And just like, I need to just be in my element and see some of my friends from home and stuff like that too. So I'm very excited.
I'm excited for you. That'll be really, really good. Hopefully when we record next week, we'll check in with you guys and we'll just be like... Spring
we're
chickens.
Mended. Is that we're that better.
Yes, but thank you guys so much for listening to us. I know I am feeling guilty. No, you know what? We're being real.
No,
it's very important. We talked about being positive, how we're working through it. That's that.
All good. All good in the hood.
All good in the hood.
Let's get it.
Thanks again to our sponsors this week, BioClarity, Brazen, Drop, Skillshare, and TrueCar. Please support them because they support us, and we're really thankful. So you guys can check out the description for all of our codes and deals.
All of the deals are always there. We also are posting a lot on our Instagram, so follow at Gals on the Go Podcast.
Yes, it's popping.
Our personal channels are at Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Michio, if you want to keep up with our... I hate to say the word busy. I hate that whole, like, being like, I'm so busy. Like, I hate it, but I'm doing it.
We're busy. We're Gals on the Go. This show is just so on brand for us. I just love it. Check out our merch. It's awesome. We've got the sweatshirt's my favorite. My friends are loving it. The t-shirt. We've got mugs, a notebook, and we're coming up with more stuff too, so it's very exciting.
Yeah, I really like the travel mug. I've been using that.
I have been too, to class. Stuff. I'm like waiting for someone to say I like your mug, and I'm like, yeah. shop.podcast1/gals or shop.podcast1.com/gals. I'm trying to memorize that.
So I can all be right, like, we love you guys so much. We will talk to you all in another episode next week.
Yes, pretty excited. See you guys soon. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper from when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet, so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach floral printed leather Cassie crossbody bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.